The home stretch. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections coming down to the wire, President Biden appearing at a rally in Philadelphia in support of Pennsylvania Democratic U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman and gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro. Here's the president promoting his student loan relief program.
We provided $10,000 in student debt relief. And another $10,000 if you got a Pell Grant. No one under 20 have to be making less than 25 a year, and 90% of that money goes to people earning less than $75,000 a year.
Republicans say the president did not have the legal right to forgive student loans and that it will raise taxes. The program has been temporarily halted in the courts. Former President Obama also speaking at the rally. And at a rally in Latrobe, Pennsylvania Saturday for Republican Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz and gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano, former President Trump denouncing the Biden administration's economic policies.
Inflation is costing the typical household nearly $800 every single month. Congratulations. Who the hell voted for these people? What are we doing?
And another former president stumping for a candidate. Here's former President Bill Clinton giving his support for New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul's energy cost policies.
She is distributing $550 million to help low-income consumers with their home heating bills as the winter comes.
Republicans say the Biden administration's energy policies are preventing more domestic energy production. Polls show Hochul's lead over her Republican opponent, Representative Lee Zeldin, is shrinking. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The candidates in Georgia's gubernatorial race battling over voter laws, with a record number of early votes cast in the state. Fox's Jonathan Sary reports.
Stacey Abrams, the Democrat candidate for governor, says this record voter turnout in Georgia is happening in spite of the state's new election law. Abrams and other Democrats claim new photo ID requirements discriminate against poor voters who are less likely to carry driver's licenses or less likely to have the means to travel to their county elections office to get a free ID. And they're uneasy with new powers that the law grants to state elections officials to intervene when they believe a county elections office is underperforming. But Georgia's Republican Secretary of State says it's important to have a tool to hold local elections officials accountable.
Police in Maryland investigating the deaths of five people in a home there. Fox's Samantha Liebman reports.
A call of a shooting in the Washington, D.C. suburb of La Plata Friday led police to the bodies of five adults inside a Windflower Drive home. According to a preliminary investigation, the suspect, ID'd as Andre Sales, came and killed his ex-girlfriend, her brother, mother, and another man. Then he turned the gun on himself. According to Fox 5 D.C., the ex-girlfriend was identified as 21-year-old Sarah Mann. Police said two young children were initially unaccounted for, but later found safe at a different location.
Climate change activists still vandalizing famous paintings.
Environmental activists were removed from an Italian museum Friday after splattering split pea soup on Vincent van Gogh's The Sower painting, which dates back to 1888. The artwork was covered in glass and not harmed. Last month, video went viral when protesters in London tossed tomato soup on another Van Gogh painting. And in Germany, a pair of climate activists threw mashed potatoes on a painting by Monet.
That's Fox's Tom Graham. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.